Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaButPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. The easiest way to get more sales is to get more chances to sell. We used one simple conversational funnel to casually book 121 qualified sales opportunities in less than 2 weeks in a brand new market where we had zero presence and zero connections, all without spending on ads, doing cold outreach, or posting endlessly on social media. This is the new way to close high-ticket clients for 2025, and it only takes minutes to start booking calls. Download the blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is James Hipkin. James is an accomplished, forward-thinking marketing professional. His clients included Sprint, Apple, Wells Fargo, Online Bank, Nestle, and Toyota. They appreciate his practical, no-nonsense approach. So, James, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Hi, Anna. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled to be able to share some of my experience with your audience and with you. I'm looking forward to the conversation. Before I answer your question, I'm going to provide a bit of context. Mm-hmm. When I get asked to audit a marketing program or audit a website, the most common problem that I see is not the design, it's not the copy, it's an absence of strategy. Mm-hmm. When I worked with big brands, we would spend months and months developing the strategy, understanding who the ideal customer was, understanding the buyer's journey, understanding how the customer engages, the kinds of questions that they ask at each phase of the funnel. We put a lot of time and energy into that thought process and that research to develop a strategy. And all of this was done before any execution was considered. Mm-hmm. Most businesses don't do that. They'll hire a little digital marketing agency and they'll say, look, we need to sell this product. And the digital marketing agency does their best. Nobody comes to work with the intention of doing a bad job. They'll make the posts pretty and they'll write good copy and all that sort of thing. But without a strategy, all they're really doing is contributing to the digital noise.
Yes.
And digital noise does not create businesses, does not create sales for the right reasons. Where AI can get involved and how we're using it in our day-to-day is to make a lot of these high-level tools, strategic tools, available to smaller businesses for a much more cost-effective solution. A typical avatar journey map research study when I was doing this for big brands might cost 50 grand. We're talking focus groups and quantitative research and analysis and smart people writing reports and all this stuff, right? With the power of AI, we can, and the way we can train an AI, we can bring my experience, my colleagues' experience, information from other sources to bear and generate an avatar and a buyer's journey map for a smaller business for a fraction of the cost. And that is a really good example of strategically how AI can improve how a business goes to market. The other example I'll share with you is a more of a tactical example. My business designs and builds websites, and we use content specialists to do a lot of this work for the smaller businesses that hire us because we need to keep it cost effective. Now, they do a really good job, but they are not designers. One of the key factors that differentiates an amateur website from a professional website is the use of color. You may have heard of an interior design color palette strategy called the 60-30-10 strategy, where 60% of the colors in a room are background colors, 30% are your primary and secondary colors, 10% are accent colors.
Yes.
This is why there's a red pillow on the sofa in the picture in the magazine. Web designers use the same strategy. So I spent about a month developing a prompt that if you put in one color as the primary color, you take a color from your logo, put it into the system, it will generate a 60-30-10 color palette that you can use on your website.
That's awesome.
That's a more tactical application of AI to streamline and increase, that allows us to increase the quality of the work we're doing for our customers, without creating a whole lot of extra cost. Now, is it as good as what a $150, $175 an hour designer would do? No, probably not. Is it better than 90% of what you can do yourself? Absolutely. And it's been so successful, we actually packaged it up and released it. It's now available in the WordPress repository.
That's so awesome because, oh, there's so much to unpack here. I love that you made this prompt to do the 60-30-10 because I think that most people aren't aware of that. And yes, it's easy to go on YouTube and learn to build a funnel or a website, but if you don't know the theory of color and the psychology behind it, it's not as effective. And I love that you said what you said about the strategy on the websites. I've seen, like you said, I've seen a lot of websites that okay, the hero section, the biggest section does not have a way to contact the business, like you want to give them your money and there's no way. Just little things like those. A very pretty website will do nothing for a business that does not have their offer and their messaging right. And I love that you touch that sub that subject.
And it's also, you have to recognize that an awful lot of websites are and marketing programs are inside out. It's the equivalent of the business owner is standing on his rooftop shouting to the world at large how awesome they are.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I'm so excited now. Yes.
If
Yeah.
you understand the strategy, if you understand who your best customers are, what they look like demographically, what they look like from a what they're like as people, their characteristics, what is the pain that they're trying to resolve, and then what is the gain that they'll get by working with you, that's a customer avatar. And then if you understand the buyer's journey map, what caused them to even think about the category that you're doing business in. And then what are the questions and obstacles that they're going through in at the consideration phase, which is the upper mid funnel? And what are the questions and obstacles they're trying to overcome in the prospecting phase? And then what are the questions that there need to be answered in the decision phase? If you don't map those questions out, you're just shouting into the wilderness. If you do have that insight and that mapping, then suddenly your communication is not selling, you are supporting the buyer's journey, which builds relationship and trust. And it means that the sale is not something that the consumer feels they've been tricked into, it's the next logical step in their journey. Effectively, it's the same thing, but the mindset shift is really important because what you end up with then is much more likely to have a customer who will buy from you again because they feel good about the decision.
Yes, because they trust you and they trust themselves and they trust that you're going to do something good with the trust that they're giving you.
Right. That you value them, that you value their business, that you value and you appreciate the struggles that they are facing, and that you are there to support them. That's an outside in perspective. That's what the marketing stage advantage, the product that we've developed for the to build avatars and journey maps, that gives you the tools that to allow you to do that. Otherwise, you're just guessing.
Yes, I love it. And you know what? It stood out to me what you said about sometimes some websites or some offers that businesses have is like sitting on the roof and shouting to the world. I think especially in this time where now with the internet, like you go to the grocery store and there's a shelf and there's a limited quantity of items. But internet now has an unlimited shelves.
Right. And the average consumer is exposed to 6 to 10,000 marketing messages a day.
Yes, it's a lot.
If you're not resonating with what they're looking for, it's just noise. They just don't
Yeah.
hear it. They don't see it. They don't hear it. It just washes over them.
Yeah. Even our attention spans are getting shorter. It's now 8.25, and that was before 2020. And now I don't know. We're becoming goldfishes, goldfish. And I can tell you, sometimes I cannot remember a website that I was at this morning.
When I'm speaking in a live situation, one of my talks is 6 ways to engage website visitors in 6 seconds or less. And the first slide is blank. And then I've got a video with a goldfish, and it's blank white slide, and then a goldfish swims across the screen. And it swims back. It's on a loop, so it just swims back and forth. And that lets me talk about, the intention span and the nature of who people are and how they're looking for answers to their questions. For example, one of the more controversial things that I'll talk about, I want people to stop saying call to action, right? Which makes everybody sit back and go, wait, everybody has told me from the day I started business that I needed a call to action. What do you mean, stop? I want you to start thinking about it. You're not putting on calls to action on your website. You're creating pathways. People like you, pathways. You're calling out to the subsegments in your audience and saying, hey, are you a? Here's a, and there's an image that they can resonate with. And then there's a sentence or two that talks about the benefits. And click this button to learn more. And then they'll click that button and they'll go to a landing page. When they choose that button, they choose that pathway. Two very powerful and profound things have happened. They've told you exactly who they are, and they've given you permission to give them more information.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
That I love this. This is so deep. I love it. So James, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Well, we serve large corporate clients. We host, design, build, design, host, and maintain large corporate websites, which is a roundabout way of saying we actually know what we're doing. And we 7 years ago we created a product called Innately, which offers semi-custom websites for smaller businesses, high six-figure, low seven-figure businesses who are ready to stop DIYing their website and ask a professional resource to look after it for them. And the key thing that we're doing for that audience today is this Marketing Sage Advantage. And the URL for that is Marketing Sage Advantage. Sage as an SAGE, the wise person, right? And that we're looking for beta customers who can help us perfect this tool. And it allows you, we'll give you the interview guide, and you interview 6 to 10 of your customers and you record those interviews. You give us back the recordings, and we'll use the AI platform that we've been building and refining to generate an avatar and a journey map for your customers that you can then use to bring sanity to your marketing.
That's awesome. So we're going to wrap him here. Thanks to our guest, James Hipkin, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting marketingstageadvantage.com. Marketingstageadvantage.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified and motivated ideal clients who want what you have, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, this amazing episode, tell your friends. See you later.